setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you from Nashville, the Music City, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. That's right, the only nationally syndicated radio show in the country, totally focused on work that matters. Your purpose, your calling. Is it possible to discover what it is? And then if you get that clarity, how do you get there? Well, it is possible, and we're going to help you with a plan. But first, we got to give you that clarity. Why is this important? Because every man and woman on the planet was created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed, and that means you must do it. That's why we're here. You have the answers, I promise. It's my job to get the answers out of you and then guide you, cheer you along. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Atlanta, where Chris is on the line, listening from our affiliate, WDUN, AM 550 and 102.9 FM. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
Well, I am living the dream, Chris. How can I help?
Well, I have a question. I am... I'm part-time in, well, my accidental sweet spot, and I'm looking to go full-time, and I've got your resume, or your template downloaded, and I want to make sure that when I submit this to go full-time for this from the part-time position, that I stand out more than anybody else, and, well, nobody else will get it but me.
Yeah. Well, the way you do that is make sure that you have got yourself completely shored up when it comes to the internal relationships that will be willing to go to bat for you, because you're already in the company. So it's not like you're coming in from the outside. Am I understanding this correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. I mean, you know, how many people are you going up against?
It's I'm not certain. I just know that it's internal. In-house position only, so it's not. I'm not going against anybody coming from outside the company. It's just okay. Inside only.
And this is for your current leader, is that right?
Yes. So,
okay. Well, I got to tell you, if there are any other really strong relationships you have in the company that are on the same level as your leader, meaning they may be leaders in a different division. That's what you want to be working right now. Those folks need to be going to bat for you, going, hey, I know you got to interview several people, but I really think that Chris is the guy, or he certainly needs to be, you know, considered a true finalist here. And so other than that, and then the actual performance in the interview, there's nothing else you can do. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's pretty simple.
Right, yeah.
Have you downloaded my How to Win the Interview guide at kencoleman.com?
I do have it, yes, sir.
Well, then I would use that, because I have, okay. Me and the team worked very hard on that. And I went through that, did a lot of research out there from HR professionals, the types of questions you're going to be asked are in that guide, as you know, and the preparation that you put in will lead to a great performance. And I will tell you, as I say in that Get Hired guide, How to Win the Interview, the questions you ask in the interview is what will set you apart from everybody else. So you can use some of the questions that I give you in that guide as starters, but when it's your turn to talk, and what I mean by that is they're going to ask you some stuff and you answer, but there's also that opportunity for you to kind of give some back and forth. You've got to make sure that you own that moment with some really insightful questions that they go, wow, Chris is really setting himself apart. What you say in the interview is the game changer. And so the way to set that up is through a question, not always a declarative statement. So the good news is, Chris, you've downloaded the guide. You're ready to go. Relationships and preparation. Relationships, recommendations, and preparation. That's all you can do. And love to hear back from you if you win the gig. That would be fun to hear. I appreciate you listening down there in Gainesville, Georgia. That's where we started out. And that's always, always a special place for us. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Richland, Washington, where Michelle is on the line. Michelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
So I've been in my career for about 5 years, and I'm feeling stuck and I want to transition. I still kind of feel like I'm in the discovery stage, but I'm running into some problems where right now, if I don't find another job at the end of the month, I'll still be in my contract for the next year. So what can I do in the meantime, probably having another year before I can maybe make a more final choice to move in a different direction? And I also have a lot of debt from baby step two that I'm working on right now. So that's a factor also.
How much debt do you have?
I started with 130 and I'm down to about 80 right now. And I've been working for four years on baby step two.
Way to go. Well, the debt question really isn't a factor to what you've asked me. And the reason is because you've paid off a lot. You've got some real momentum. I know you still have a good ways to go, but you've really done a lot by paying $50,000 off. And you're not going to go backwards. We don't want you going backwards financially. So leaving this contracting situation in a year is going to give you time to continue to make money, pay off the debt, and find the next step for you. So when you step into it, there should be no interruption. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So don't sweat the debt. Just keep doing what you're doing. Because if you do this thing the right way, we're going to step into something else that you're really excited about, at least get you on the path. If it's not your dream job, it gets you on the path to your dream job. Okay? So if you're still in the discovery stage, what you have to do is keep walking this thing out, finding what that sweet spot is. Remember, the sweet spot itself is not the silver bullet, the only thing you can do. The sweet spot holds within it that intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. It holds within that intersection multiple career paths, multiple jobs, multiple roles. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So the reality is, how far along are you? Where are you stuck in the discovery part?
Well, I'm trying out some different things right now, but I'm not quite sure how long it's going to take before I can make that a more permanent move.
Okay. Well, so then I would tell you to stay put. And I know you got a contract. What would happen if you were, let's say an amazing, and this is not necessarily going to happen, but I'm just curious. What would happen if an amazing deal came along and you wanted to break the contract? Would you owe the company money? Is that how that works?
I'm not quite sure. I'm a teacher, so I think it's a little different.
I'd look into that
situation. Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Options are everything. I think this is one thing I want to share with people. And this isn't just for you, Michelle. But when you look into and do research and you see all the potential options, it's not that you're going to try all the options. It's not that all of them are good options. But options free the mind from fear. It's unbelievable. Options become an antidote in some ways to fear. I'm going to have to teach on that, Joe. Would you remind me of that? I want to work on that thought, and I'm going to rant on that at some point soon. Because that's what we as humans get all freaked out about, is when we don't know anything. But when we see all these options, meaning we got knowledge of options, it relaxes us a little bit. So keep going, Michelle. You're close, but I would stay where you are, and let's see if we can get out of that. Don't move. More of the Ken Coleman Show coming right around the corner. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. Helping you discover what you were created to do, and then develop a plan to make that dream job, work that matters deeply to you, a reality. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome one and all. 844-747-2577. Dispensing hope and belief at an alarming rate. Ha ha. That's what we're all about. Trust me, it can be done. You were created to fill a unique role. It is needed. You must do it. Let's figure out what it is. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Katarina, who's on the line in Salt Lake City, Utah. Katarina, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you today?
I am living the dream, Katarina. How can I help?
I was calling to see, I want to see if I'm on the right track to finding my dream job. I think I have an idea of it, so I want to make sure that I'm on the right track and that I'm taking the right path to get there.
Great.
Because I'm doubting myself a little bit.
Okay, good, good. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I've kind of jumped from different areas in my career. I started as a medical assistant, and then I went to an IT training specialist, and then I went to a strategic initiative coordinator, and now I'm a quality coordinator. But I'm feeling like my dream job is project management.
Okay, great.
I like the ideas of putting things together, putting projects together, seeing them through start to finish, but I don't want to be misleading myself.
What is making
you... 'cause I do like the medical field.
Right. Well, what is making... Let's talk about what the doubt is, because I think there's probably one or two key things, feelings, facts, maybe opinions from somebody else. What's driving the doubt? Because when you talk about moving into project management, on the surface, I like what I'm hearing in your voice. And you also laid out the fact that you actually have the chops, that you're good at it and you enjoy it. That was the quick impression that I had. So let's examine the doubt. What's causing the doubt?
I think just, I guess, questioning whether that there's opportunities for me in the healthcare industry. Being a medical assistant, I like the healthcare industry, but I feel like maybe project management and healthcare don't go together.
Well, but let's talk about, okay, so that's a really good point, and you might have a case. However, let's take the words project manager out of it, because that's a title. That's probably one of the most well-known titles. If I went on the street, like the Tonight Show with a microphone, said, give me 10 well-known job titles in the corporate space. Don't you think project manager would be in the top 10?
Yes.
Yeah, people just know what that means. But what if we strip the title from it and go, what does a project manager do? What would you describe as the type of tasks and the role that a project manager plays? And forget the title for project manager. Just what is that person known for? What do they do? Describe it.
I feel like they come up with strategic ideas, better workflows, creative thinking with some great minds coming together, coming up with something that'll make things better in the end. And
And I'm going to add another thing. Tell me if you think this is right. They have to work with multiple types of people and teams and departments at times to make it all happen. They're kind of the spoke of the wheel. Is that true or false?
Yes, completely true.
All right, now that you described it that way and I added my little edit or addition, does that type of person exist in the healthcare space?
Yes.
Of course they do. Did you hear yourself? Oh, I love it. I love when somebody smiles on the other end of the phone. I could hear your smile before you chuckled. So I don't see any reason why you should have any doubt that you are A, valuable in the healthcare industry, B, needed in the healthcare industry. And so, again, you're hung up on the words. You're hung up on the job title instead of the function. This is huge, folks. This isn't the only caller. You're not the first person to deal with this. Go ahead.
I was just thinking that I think maybe also another doubt may be just like as far as the degrees or whatever certificates or whatever is needed to obtain it. Because there is a program for project managing. I feel like maybe that's what I need. So that's why I'm hung up on the title maybe.
Okay. But again, you got to go do more research. You're not 100% sure. I'm not even sure you're 50% sure. And I don't think it has anything to do with a degree. What we just described does not require a degree to do. Because if you've got that background in, let's just say, marketing, if you're a project manager in a marketing company, or you're a project manager in a manufacturing company, and again, I hate using this term, but let's go with it because everybody's tracking with us, then you can also be a project manager in healthcare. Do you see the parallels? Industry doesn't matter. It's the functionality. So there might be some certifications that you could get, but you have a background doing this type of work, yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, not only do you have a background, you've got some nice references who can say, Katarina's a rock star. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so your next steps are, let's go do some actual research on where these type of positions exist in hospitals, in clinics, pharmaceuticals. I don't know. You know your world better than I do. But let's just start looking for positions that are available in the big giant tent of healthcare. Okay? And let's just see where the job descriptions match up with what you and I are calling project manager. That's all you got to do, Katarina. And then if you need some additional qualification, go get it. But I'm highly skeptical that you need any kind of degree to do that kind of role in any industry. This is just all about, are you a get it done person? Right? And so that is very exciting. No doubts anymore for you. You just need some information. Replace doubt with facts. Let's go to Ron, who's on the line in Carmichael, California. Ron, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Ron. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How can I help?
My question for you is, I've been with my company, it'll be 29 years next month, and I'm just to the point I've been so frustrated with everything and with what's going on, and I'm ready to move on, but I don't know how to transition. I just think I just don't know about my self-confidence in myself, and I did decide to go back to school a couple years ago, and I'm just about completed with my degree, just a few months away.
So where do you want to
resources?
So let's just say you had a lot of confidence and you had a guarantee that stepping away from this company you're at now into something else was guaranteed. What would you be stepping into? Just feel it.
Probably helping people, because I like helping people.
Helping people
working
how?
With people. Just with helping people. Just helping them in general, like with their, with who they are, with their job role, you know, being the leader that, you know, I need to be.
So you want to be in leadership?
Well, I thought I did, but I mean, yes and no. I mean, that's why I picked human resources, because it's, you are working with people, you're in front of people, you're directing people, you're helping people.
What did you go get the degree for?
Because basically I was really close to finishing my degree, and I just decided, since I have tuition reimbursement with work.
Okay. So there's not a major. It wasn't for a major or specific role.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, so Ron, you need to be more clear on what it is that you want to transition to before we transition, unless you can retire. Can you retire after 29 years and then take some time to figure it out?
No, I can't retire yet.
Okay. So you're going to have to. Then you're there for now. You're there until you have something to step into. That's the question that you asked. You don't know how to transition.
Right, yeah.
Sure you do. The way you transition is, we need to find something for you to step into, even if it's a parallel move in the meantime. But if you just can't bear it anymore and you just can replace your salary in a better location, a better culture, better environment, then do that. Mm. That would be the first step. So we're replacing income. And we're in a holding pattern. We're stable while we figure out how specifically you want to help other people. You have to be able to answer that question. In fact, here are the three questions you have to answer. Here's your homework, Ron. And I want you to actually call me back, because I can help you with a transition plan when I know where you want to go. But here's the three questions you've got to answer. Who do I most want to help? Be detailed. What problem do I most want to solve? What solution do I most want to provide? You get the answer to that. Now we have a direction. The Ken Coleman Show continues next. I talk to people every day that are considering a career change. But before you or they can make a career move, you've got to make sure your finances are in order. That's where Ramsey Plus can help. Ramsey Plus is our all-access membership that gives you our best money resources. Learn with the 9 lessons of Financial Peace University. Budget with the premium features of Every Dollar. And track your progress with the new Baby Steps app. Start your free Ramsey Plus trial today by texting TRIAL to 33789. That's TRIAL to 33789. Helping you discover your song. What What is the song that you were meant to sing that the world needs to hear from you? I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome aboard. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Ken, I'd like to call into the show, but it's hard to do it during the day. I got to figure out how to do it. Hey, there's a way. How about emailing us? Just email the show. ask@kencoleman.com. ask@kencoleman.com. And we will schedule your call. So you can take a lunch break. You can kind of move your thing around. And we're live from 12 to 2 Central, so we're airing different times all around the country. 12 to 2 Central is a two-hour block where we're live, and so you can get in during those times. So make a note of that, and we can schedule you, as we're here every day for you. So take us up on that offer. Let's get to a social question. This came in from Caitlin on my Instagram account, @KenColeman on Instagram. That account is going bananas. We're going to give you some practical content, some inspiring content, and if you want to get behind the scenes of my life and the show, we do some fun stuff there time to time as well. So, @KenColeman on Instagram, Caitlin wrote in, "What do you do if you don't know what your Mount Everest job is?" Now, Caitlin's been listening to my show, or she's seen some of our social media content. And when we say Mount Everest, that's the idea of the dream job, the pinnacle, the ultimate pinnacle. And this is very simple. This is at the core of the methodology of the Ken Coleman Show. How do you discover what that dream job is? It's in your sweet spot. So we find the sweet spot first. The sweet spot is actually very discoverable. You already have the answers. Simple process. You have to discover or realize or clarify and confirm what you do best. That's talent, natural talent, things you've always done well. Skills that you've developed from that natural talent. Strengths, like character strengths, like you're empathetic. You put yourself in other people's shoes. You're very compassionate. You are a person who is super committed to excellence. That's a strength. So what do you do best? The people who know you well, they know the answer. So if you can't necessarily get confident about your list of what you do best, go talk to people who know you best and who will tell you the truth. This is not about making you feel good. We need people to verify and confirm how the world sees us. So we do that on the talent side. Then we move over to the passion side. This is a little bit more difficult for people, and that's why I exist, is to help you identify this on the phone here on the show. But you can begin to write down tasks, functions, roles. In other words, when you do this type of work and you're engaged in this type of work for a result that you like, what is it? What is the work that gives you juice, as I like to say? You're fired up beforehand. You love it in the middle of it. You can't believe time has just flown by when you're done. Kind of miss it. That exists for everybody. Some of you haven't experienced it yet. You've wondered about it. And so we ask three basic questions here to help you unlock passion, what you love to do most. And we're not talking about hobby level stuff. That's great. Hobbies are great. But I'm not in this to help people develop more hobbies. I'm in this to get people working on purpose from Monday through Friday. So three basic questions to help you discover passion. Who do I most want to help? Begin to almost create a profile, if you will. What do they look like, sound like, act like? What's the problem? That leads to the second question. What problem do I get fired up about solving? Or a flip side of this is, what solutions do I get excited about providing? Three simple little questions, basically the same question, worded differently, to allow your brain to do what it does best, which is sift through all the junk and voices that we have in our head. So that is how we figure out what the Mount Everest job is. We first must establish the sweet spot. That's where those two intersect. What you do best, talent, skills, strengths, what you love to do most, work that makes your heart sing, makes it come alive. We use what we do best to perform what we love to do most. That's the sweet spot. Within the sweet spot, multiple jobs, multiple career paths, a lot of options there. So when we know what the sweet spot is, and we use the proximity principle, and we begin to do research and discover and get around people that are doing what we think we want to do, we get confirmation. And that's where the dream job appears. Bing! It's unbelievable. It's like a big, shiny mountain, Joe. You know? There might be a soundtrack in the back. You know, it really does appear within the sweet spot. So that's a quick explanation of the process, and that's how it works. It's doable and it's transferable to others you know. Parents, start to figure this out. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ray, who's on the line in Flint, Michigan. Ray, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi. I'm happy to talk to you. My husband referred me and told me or asked me to call the show.
Oh, great.
I am very, very passionate about helping adults with health.
Okay.
I am a stage 4 cancer survivor for 17 years.
Awesome.
And I don't believe in remission. Thank you. I believe in complete healing. God absolutely healed me.
Yes.
And I then walked in that health for the last 17 years. Very healthy, very fit. I also am an educator. And when I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, I was driving 3 hours a day teaching, and I was one of the top teachers, if not the top teachers at the school. Since then, I decided that the stress was too much, and I came out in 2007. Mm-hmm. During that time, and even before getting my teaching license and master's degree, I taught aerobics. I taught fitness, and then I was diagnosed, I think because of the stress, several years later. And then after being diagnosed, I came out of the public school system and started my own business in private teaching and tutorial services. And then I started getting a bunch of math clients, and I decided to get a math endorsement. And now I'm here. And I'm finding that my true passion is health. And I went back and spent $5,000 on a certificate in health coaching.
Okay.
So
what's your question?
I'm deeply passionate.
What's your question for me?
My question is, I have student loans. I am in the public school system. I've been trying to get a job in math for about a year and a half now. Can't get it or haven't been able to get it, and finding out that my desire for being in the public school system is waning really fast.
Yeah, because what you ultimately want to do is health coaching, nutrition coaching,
teaching health and coaching health. I'm also a minister. I love to stand up, and I was a cheerleader in high school.
Sure.
And I'm still
so,
a cheerleader.
But your dream job, if I could give it to you today, is coaching cancer survivors. Like, you're all over the place. I'm trying
Not
to understand.
Really.
What is it? What is the dream role?
So it is helping people stay healthy and helping people reverse symptoms.
Okay, but
of
what
diabetes,
is that?
Where cancer.
Does, but where does that position exist in the marketplace? Have you identified that?
Yeah,
so that you, how much does that pay?
Okay, that's the problem, because I've been thinking, I did do a little research about, okay, how do I get into the marketplace? The problem is I have too many student loans, and I would have to go back and get a master's degree in public health, or I don't want to be a dietitian. That's too narrow for me.
Okay.
So, too narrow.
So you know what the role is, and you know what's required, and what's required is a master's degree?
Probably. Or I can start my own business in coaching.
Okay, I like that. I tell you, I like that play, and there's several reasons why I like that play. Because that's who you really are. You said I teach, I preach, I was a cheerleader, and I think there's a deep personal connection to your work because of what you've overcome. And I like that play much better. Now, it's going to take a little bit longer to get going because you're going to have to start it yourself. So here's the deal. I want you to hold on the line. We're not done. I got to do a commercial.
Okay.
But Ray, I want you to stay on the line. We're going to pick back up, and I'm going to tell you what the steps look like, okay? Don't go anywhere. It's possible. Ray can do this despite having debt. More coming up. I know what my purpose is, but I've got a ton of student loan debt. How in the world can I pursue that? when I've got a ton of debt? This is basically the question that Ray, a fantastic lady from Flint, Michigan, asked, and we bumped up against our commercial break, so we're going to go back to Ray, and Ray, here's the situation. You can't afford, I don't think you have the time or the money to go get a master's degree to basically step into that medical space and coach people.
And I would be willing to do that. I would be willing to at this point to do it. I mean, I'm a learner and I do very well in school, but I don't know whether that's the best thing. And my husband probably, he would support me, you know?
Yeah, but let's just break that down, okay? How much would the master's degree cost? Have you done the research?
25.
Okay. How much student loan debt do you currently have?
50.
Yeah. And are you, what are you making right now in the school system as a teacher?
I'm not because I started, I had a business.
Oh,
and
okay.
And what I did is, I cut that off. My husband works. He has
okay,
a fabulous job.
So you're not working right now. So here's the
right.
thing. You have two ways to go about this. Okay. Two ways. But again, I want you to get absolute confirmation, Ray, that the only way you can do what you want to do in coaching, you know, cancer patients or people that are dealing with it or that have come out of it, you know, whatever, you've described it very well. You know what you want to do. Either you do it like through the master's degree and you go work in the actual healthcare system in that role, or you start your own business on the side. Those are your two ways to do it.
Right.
Both of them are going to take time because I'm assuming you and your husband didn't call. He told you to call me. I'm assuming you guys aren't planning on getting another loan for $25,000. I assume that's off the table, correct?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's not off the table, but
it
you
should
don't
be.
Want to do that.
Well, I'm telling you it should be. It's insane for you. Already $50,000 in debt. It's insane. Ludicrous for you to take on more student loan debt. It's crazy.
Right.
So don't do it.
Right.
So here's the point. It's going to take you time. You're paying off debt, and you would have to save up money. And so you're going to have to pay off a lot more debt before I would tell you to put any money towards saving towards the 25. So that's going to take a lot of time. I like the idea of you getting in the space, maybe not at the level that you want to be in eventually, on your own or for somebody else, but get in the space, get in proximity. That's why I wrote the proximity principle. Get in the space where you're at least serving these people. You may not be coaching them on their health and nutrition because of the lack of qualification, but what if you're making a paycheck in that space and you're making great connections? I think here's what happens. When you do it that way, Ray, you're going to get some of the juice just because you're around the people you eventually want to help. Are you helping them the way you want to? No. It's not the dream job right now, but you're in proximity and you're making great connections. Number two, you're making some money, which is going to help pay off that $50,000, help your hubby. Okay, so that's a good thing.
Right.
Now, that's what I would be doing. Simultaneously, as you are doing that, you are learning about the industry and you're watching maybe others do the coaching, or you're just observing to the point where you go, all right, this is what I would do. Maybe you start doing that on the side.
I'm qualified to do the coaching. I just earned a degree as a health coach. So I've done full-blown seminars.
Well, then do that. You know, do that until you can get that role that you want that would require the master's. And I think you end up doing it for yourself is my point. But it's going to take time. And since you're certified and qualified, go do that. Go get paid right now. I didn't know that. You just threw that at me. Go do that. Make some money. Pay the debt down. You're in proximity. You're in the field. And you're also kind of maybe starting a couple of coaching clients on the side. And that extra money is coming directly to you. And so you've got a two-pronged approach. I think that's what you've got to do. And by the way, the bigger issue is, can I do this while I'm paying off debt? The answer is yes, because what I just told Ray to do did not require her to take on any more loans, does not require any more schooling. You can get in proximity. Is it the dream job? No, but it's going to make progress for you, and you'll get enough juice from it because you're at least in the area, the general vicinity, and it keeps you fired up that she needs to be fired up, because it's going to take some real grit. and perseverance and patience to pay that $50,000 off. Let's go to Ryan, who's on the line in Salt Lake City, Utah. Ryan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I have been in my current job for about 17 years, and it was my dream job when I started in about 2002. Mm-hmm. But at this point, feels the work is fairly repetitive. I don't feel like I'm growing as much as I would like to be. So I'm considering several options. Obviously, changing jobs, going back to school, maybe even buying a franchise. Trying to decide what step would be the next best step for me.
Well, let me cut you off because you've just identified for me what I would have needed to know. You are suffering from buildup. This was once a dream job for you, but now it's not. And the reason is because you've got buildup, and the cause of your buildup, based on what you said, is you're bored. Everybody needs a challenge. You've mastered this thing, and you're bored, and it doesn't seem as though in this current company that there is a ladder for you to take the next challenge. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then the great news is, Ryan, I don't need to help you discover what your dream job is. You already know what it is. It's just you're doing the right thing in the wrong place. It's time for you to move on, not to necessarily buy a franchise, not to go back to school to learn something, or at least you think you need to learn it, which you largely don't, to get qualified to do something new when you already know what you love to do. You just need to do it somewhere else.
Well, I don't know that I would agree with that. I'm not as excited. I'm an editor, and I'm not as excited about continuing that role as I was 20 years ago when I was in college thinking about it.
Yeah, but okay, fair. Well, I don't know that you disagree with me, but I appreciate your honesty. Let me tell you what's going on. It was a dream role because you were working with words. Am I right? Let's break it down to its core.
Yeah.
So forget the title and the function. You love working with words, right?
Words, ideas, teaching, yeah.
Okay, so the sweet spot have you heard me tell people the sweet spot has multiple roles, multiple jobs in it?
Sure.
Okay, then. So I get that you don't want to be an editor anymore. We're saying the same thing different ways. Editing for you is no longer a challenge. You're bored with editing. You need a new challenge with words and creativity involving words, mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Right.
Okay, so you do agree with me. So my point is, what are those next places? What are the potential roles? And a guy who's been an editor for that long, you're really qualified to do other roles involving words, yes or no?
True.
Absolutely. So your homework is to say, all right, I've got this at my core. I'm a guy who likes to create, teach, instruct, work with words. So start writing down, what are the ways I could teach and instruct involving words? Now, don't get hung up on this, Ryan. This isn't putting you in a corner. It's allowing you to think. All right, now let's go, okay, what are ways I could perform with words? Because essentially as an editor, you were taking someone else's words and you were making them better. I'm going to tell you right now, I've written two books. Thank God for editors and the Ryans of the world. Whew, you're a real artist. You know what you're doing. So I think your homework assignment is to identify what are all the different roles, functions that I am interested in. And then you begin to research those and get in proximity using my proximity principle. There are people that are doing what you think you may want to do, and you're going to get clarity and confirmation. That's what you need to do next. This is not a complete reboot. Retreat back to what you love to do, and it's words. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you do matter. And you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like borrowed future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.